This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
A guy by the name of Michael Tracy, who is an independent journalist. He's got like 300,000 followers on the X, and he was at the Epstein press conference on Capitol Hill yesterday. I played some of the audio from that. Like Marjorie Taylor Greene was there.
Every single person that enabled it. The shame falls on every single person that took money to continue it. And the shame falls on the people in power over the past several decades that protected the monster, Jeffrey Epstein, and his cabal.
So then they had some victims there. This is a woman by the name of Haley Robeson.
Mr. President Donald J. Trump, I am a registered Republican, not that that matters because this is not political. However, I cordially invite you to the Capitol to meet me in person so you can understand this is not a hoax.
So Michael was there covering this, and he kind of got thrown out of the news conference, which I found sort of interesting. So we invited him to tell that story. I think he was, you know, President Trump's deal on this is he says it's a hoax, and this is what he said. And I do think, because sometimes you have to pay close, nuanced attention to what the president is saying. I don't believe he's saying that Jeffrey Epstein being right. A creepy dude who had young girls, you know, that were abused is a hoax. He's saying that the conspiracy to include him as a child rapist or otherwise is a hoax.
So this is a Democrat hoax that never ends. You know, it reminds me a little of the Kennedy situation. We gave him everything over and over again, more and more and more. And nobody's ever satisfied.
So that might be true. But again, these were Republicans yesterday. Tom Massey, who is never on the president's side, from Kentucky, and Marjorie Taylor Greene. But we'll talk with Michael Tracy about that. The Chiefs get going tomorrow night in Brazil, in Sao Paulo. And the season starts tonight with the Cowboys and the Eagles. Our friend Alex Gold with Kansas City's 96.5 The Fan. It's one of our sister stations in Kansas City. He's going to join us with a preview here in just a few minutes. But first, he is the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. He's the guy that, you know, helped shepherd the big, beautiful bill through Congress, over to the Senate, onto the president's desk. He is the 8th District Congressman from Missouri. Jason Smith back with us this afternoon. Congressman, how are you?
Doing well, Mark. It's always great to be with you.
You're back in D.C. after you guys had several weeks off, didn't you? Well, not off. We got to be careful about that because you were working in the district, right?
That's exactly right. I feel like I was working harder than what we do in D.C., which is how it should be. I think I visited 24 of my 28 counties. I actually visited 6 different states campaigning for some of my colleagues, and it was quite busy. And I had 2 field hearings for the Ways and Means Committee during the break, one in Las Vegas and also one at the Reagan Library.
Well, I want to get back to maybe some of that here in a second, but let's talk about the big, beautiful bill. Or do we have to call it something else? Because now we're hearing that there is encouragement from the White House to call this the Working Families Tax Cut Bill or the Working Families Tax Plan. What's going on there? Can you explain the rebrand and is this moving forward?
So first off, we have been saying all along that this tax bill is a cut for working families. And if you remember my bipartisan tax bill that we passed out of the House, the Senate killed it. The title of that was Working Families Tax Cut. So it's the same thing that we've been working on. The problem is that this bill is way more than tax cuts. It's border security. It's national defense. And so when you look at the tax portion, you need to discuss what's in it and the tax cuts that's for working families. And that's what the White House is pushing towards. Not that they're afraid of any kind of name, but this bill provides tax cuts for working families by no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, increasing the child tax credit, creating the Trump accounts, creating tax incentives for paid family leave, for child care credit. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's what's in the bill. It's just making sure that the American people know what we passed.
Well, right. And see, that's the rub, as you know, because the legacy media will not tell people what's in the bill. And here's what the New York Times says, and this is how they're spinning it. Now, to a certain extent, I get it. I really do. But let me just read the paragraph here from the Times story this morning. The attempt to relabel Mr. Trump's top legislative achievement was an implicit acknowledgement that the law is deeply unpopular with its sweeping cuts to Medicaid and social safety net programs, as well as changes to the Affordable Care Act. Those policies are now threatening Republicans' chances of maintaining control of the House. And then they say more than 64% of the voters view the legislation unfavorably, according to recent polling. Well, that doesn't surprise me, given the nature of the media coverage of this. And here's something I asked this question just out loud on the air yesterday, and I'd love to know your answer. So let's say that the situation was reversed and the Democrats had control. Maybe they had the trifecta. And these tax cuts that were passed under the first administration for every working American were up for renewal, because they are. They were up for renewal, whether the Democrats were in charge or the Republicans. What do you think they would have done in that situation? They never want to talk. They got away with the whole election, Jason, as you know, never having to address that issue.
I think without a doubt they would have let the tax cuts expire, which would have been on average a 22% tax increase on every single taxpayer. Vice President Harris was very clear during the campaign that she wanted it to expire. Joe Biden was clear in the campaign for the short-lived time he was running for president,
right,
that he wanted it to expire. So I truly believe, the Democrats who I serve with in Washington, most of them have not found a tax increase that they don't like. And so they want more of the hardworking taxpayers' money so that they can spend your money. They think they can spend your money better than what you can, which is completely the contrast between the Republicans and the Democrats. And that's what we're doing. We're making sure people aren't facing the largest tax increase in the history of America, but also say someone who makes less than $100,000 a year, they're going to face an additional 12% tax cut, and also safeguarding that they're not going to have a tax increase. It's a good win.
So what would you say about, because I always like to cite the polling on this. Some of this polling was done before it was even signed by the president. But what would you say when, you know, this gets repeated, the majority of Americans are against the bill or have a negative, you know, view of the bill?
What I would say, when you look at the provisions that's within the bill, they pull at 70% or higher, whether it's increase in the child tax credit, whether it's tax cut for seniors, whether it's no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, increasing the standard deduction, creating the Trump accounts. These are all 70% plus issues one-on-one. Unfortunately, what's getting the narrative by the media is that, oh, there's Medicaid cuts, and you're going to throw people off of Medicaid. The people who are going to be taken off of Medicaid are people who are illegal immigrants, or they just simply don't qualify, but the Biden administration allowed them to be on Medicaid. That is all that we're doing in regards to Medicaid. This bill created the largest investment in rural hospitals of $50 billion, thanks to the hard work of Senator Hawley. So, like, these are things that no one's talking about. There's never been that kind of investment in rural hospitals, but it is in this bill. But they're not polling on that.
Yeah, Missouri Congressman Jason Smith, he's the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, is with us. You mentioned earlier, you said you had two field meetings for Ways and Means. Explain what that, I think we talked about that before, but what, how did that work and what's that all about?
You know, the way that I have governed the Ways and Means Committee has been totally different. I've been trying to go outside of Washington to hear directly from small business owners, from working families, from farmers of the issues they're facing. And that's how we created the big, beautiful bill. We had 15 different field hearings throughout the country. Well, what we did during the August recess was we went to Vegas. We heard from a DoorDash employee who actually was formerly from Missouri, who said that because of the no tax on tips, she's going to be able to spend more time with her family. We had a waiter that testified that said because of the no tax on tips, the savings from it, he was going to be able to cover his entire energy bills for a year. We had lineman who was talking about how no tax on overtime was helpful and how it's going to change their life. Then we went to the Reagan Library, and if you recall, the largest tax cut in history was the 1981 tax cut until this bill. And that was signed by Reagan at the Reagan Ranch. So it was very fitting for us to go there and talk about all the pro-growth tax policies that was passed in this bill, whether it's 100% expensing, 100% expensing for new factories, whether it was doubling Section 179, making the small business deduction permanent, things that will create more jobs and grow the economy. That's what we discussed at the Reagan Library with small business owners, with farmers, with workers.
All right. So there's already talk of another government shutdown in one of the you know, the political publications out there, The Hill, which is not exactly something that leans conservative. They said, spurred on by disgruntled progressives who want to see more fight from them, Democrats are breathing fire after President Trump thumbed his nose at Congress last week by proposing a pocket rescission, which would allow his White House budget director to rescind $5 billion in previously appropriated funding without any input from Capitol Hill. So explain the shutdown dynamics and whether or not, is that accurate what they're reporting right there about the rescission?
Well, Senator Schumer has been very vocal, especially yesterday, that there's going to be a shutdown. And you know that in order to pass appropriations bills, you have to have 60 votes in the United States Senate. We have 52 Republicans. So that means 8 Democrats have to vote in order to keep government open. Here on the House side, we can pass the funding bill, and then it goes over to the Senate. And then, unfortunately, if Chuck Schumer keeps all of his colleagues together and oppose it, they will shut down government. And that appears to be the plan strategy that they're working towards right now.
Yeah, they think that they have a bigger advantage compared to the spring because they're claiming that, here again, we get the polling that, you know, Trump was doing pretty well in the polls in March. And then right now, you know, he's down 9 points is what they claim in the favorability. So they feel like they have more political leverage.
Well, the one thing about it is that who has the lowest polling ratings in Washington, D.C. happens to be the Democrat Party. And that's not what they're talking about. The Democrats have historic lows of polling, of approval rating. And it's because of how they're acting and how the AOCs and the Omars and the Talibs are taking over their party.
Well, and they love criminals, don't they? They don't like victims of crime. They love criminals. What's your perspective on what's going on in D.C. right now? Even Muriel Bowser has had to admit, hey, guess what? You know, carjacking's down 87% from last year at this time. That's weird, isn't it, Jason?
Well, the mayor of D.C. is definitely no conservative by any means. And the fact that she is praising the work that President Trump has done in the city is amazing. And I'll tell you, I feel safer in the city. And I did not, when you would pull up to a stoplight here in this city, you had to look around to make sure someone wasn't going to come to the side of your car with a gun. That's how many carjackings happened in your capital city. It's unacceptable. It's because law and order was not being enforced, but it is now. It's a new day in Washington, thanks to President Trump.
So you have lawmakers here in Missouri, in Jeff City, discussing a few things because Governor Kehoe has called them back for this special session. Will you, Congressman Jason Smith, have a bit of a different district that you're running in by this time next year because of redistricting and redrawing some of these lines again so soon?
You know, it's up to all the state lawmakers to make those decisions. I'm not able to draw those maps, but I believe that it's going to be fairly the same. But who knows? It's up to whatever they provide us. We'll see.
I've said this. I'm a little uncomfortable with this only because, you know, doing it every couple of years does not seem to instill confidence in the entire system by the voters. But then, you know, I have to give that a little pause just because when I look across the river here in Illinois, in the most gerrymandered state that there is, maybe then you sit back and, you know, even though I try to stay principled, Jason, I really do. You think, wait a second, they do this. And by the way, if they get control in 28, they're going to try to make, you know, Puerto Rico and D.C. a state and expand the Supreme Court and all these things. So I guess, you know, I come back to if you don't take advantage of the numbers and the math right now, you're going to lose on the other side of this.
You know, let's just say you look at other states like Massachusetts. There's 9 members of Congress from Massachusetts and not one is held by a Republican. However, Trump got just almost 40% of the vote in the most recent election. Connecticut, there's 5 House members there, not one Republican, but Trump got 42% of the vote in that state. Maine, there's not one Republican House member, and Trump got 48% of the vote. They have been gerrymandering for a very long time. You look at the state of California. I know the governor there is trying to change the maps, but out of 54 seats, we have 9. That's 17% Republican, and Trump got 40% of the vote.
That's the problem.
It's not a true representation.
I know, and that's the difficulty on that particular issue. Jason, great to have you on. I hope all is well, and we'll talk soon. Catch up here in a few weeks.
Good to be with
all
you,
Mark. Take care. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Thank you. Okay, that's the wrong music. That is the wrong music to be played. This is the right music here. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Tonight, Dallas and Philadelphia, but perhaps more importantly, Kansas City in action from Sao Paulo tomorrow night. Our friend Alex Gold with Kansas City's 96.5 The Fan with us. Are you in Brazil? Or are you in Kansas City? You could lie, by the way. You could say that you're in Brazil if you're not there.
I wish I was in Brazil, Mark. I wish I was down there. But no, I'm excited. I'm amped up. I know you're a big NFL guy, a big sports bettor as well. So we're about to enter the best couple months of the year.
I simply can't wait. And I'm so excited about a really good game tonight. I'm also very excited as a... See, I think I've told you this before. I share my allegiances, and this gets criticized quite often. But I feel like I have the freedom in this country and the liberty to do this, have an AFC and an NFC team. So I'm a big Packers guy. I spent nine years at the Packers flagship up there in Milwaukee, and it was right after Brett Favre won, you know, that first Super Bowl. So I definitely got hooked up into the Packers. So I'm very thrilled that I'm not going to have to see Micah Parsons on the field for the Cowboys tonight, because I think that the Packers did all right with that deal, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it for Green Bay. I really do. I think they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender. We were talking locally on our show. You know, if there's four teams realistically that you think can win the Super Bowl, who are the four? And Green Bay was one of them. The Eagles were the other. And then Chiefs and Buffalo. Those were the only four teams that I actually think can win a Lombardi trophy this year. My answer would have been a little bit different before the Parsons trade. But I think that kind of puts them over the top there in Green Bay.
So how do we feel about the Chiefs heading into the season? It seems like most of the experts, and this has happened, maybe it happened last year too, they kind of write the Chiefs off because they've been to so many Super Bowls in a row. And last year wasn't Mahomes' best year. You know, the scoring wasn't there. Kelsey didn't have the numbers. So what is the realistic expectation for this team? Because I think a lot of people are expecting some regression. I mean, let's face it, it's hard to get there 4 years in a row.
No question. Look, regression in terms of win, sure. Like, they're not going to win 15 games again. They won 15 a year ago. I think that is pretty fair to say. But are they a 13-win team? Or are they a 14-win team? You know, anybody thinking they're going to suddenly be a, you know, in my opinion, a 10-win team or fringe playoff team, I think that's a bit wild. And I think people are looking too much into what happened in the Super Bowl. You know, their lasting impression, though, was them getting whooped pretty
good, by
Philadelphia. And people can't get over that. But, Mark, I think they're actually better positioned heading into week one this year than they were a year ago. They still don't have Rashee Rice. He's suspended for six games, so they're going to still not have the full wide receiver room. But the room of Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, and Travis Kelce, who we saw him at training camp, he does look quicker. You know, this might be his last year, but he does look quicker. He's slimmed down a little bit. And they've solved, I believe, their left tackle problem with Josh Simmons, their first-round pick out of Ohio State. So with all that being said, I think they're actually a better football team. Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win more games. That's how tough it is. But I do think people have made a mistake by looking at what happened in the Super Bowl and just kind of assuming that that's who they are now.
How do you look at tomorrow night's game? These international games, I get why they do them for the league. But I always, you know, especially when it comes to wagering, I always look at these international games, the ones that are overseas, a little differently because, you know, they're different. Let's face it, they are different. You're not in a, you know, comfortable territory. Sometimes elevation becomes an issue. So what are your thoughts on the game tomorrow night? Because obviously there's an expectation that the Chargers are going to become better as well.
I think the question with it being in the international stage is going to be the playing surface, honestly, and it's something none of us are going to really have the answer to until later on tomorrow. But last year in Brazil, it was a problem for Green Bay in Philadelphia in the playing surface. And so, you know, today there were some photos. They were just out of like a practice field. It looked like they were at a high school, but it was like it was a field that you would have seen maybe in some random neighborhood small park or small high school. It didn't look like the best shape. The field goal posts were probably from like 1970 or something like that. But I think that's my biggest concern. You know, these international games are going to happen more and more, as you were saying. Every year, I think we're going to start seeing eventually every team play an international game with the next CBA. And they better have these field conditions figured out. But as far as what's at stake tomorrow, I mean, it is a divisional showdown. I mean, it's a big game, divisional implications. I think the Chargers' loss of Rashawn Slater, though, their left tackle, is massive, Mark. Like, I think that's a tough one to get over if you're the Chargers. I actually think Denver will end up being the second-best team in this division, not the Chargers. Justin Herbert has not shown he can win a big football game, and that's a big problem considering that the conference they're in and the division they're in.
Yeah, so I agree with you on the Broncos, and that was going to be my next question, because they were better last year, and they look like they're positioned to certainly move forward, right?
Absolutely, and their defense, I think, got better. This is already one of the top defenses in football, and they go and they spend one of their top draft picks on a young corner. They make sure they retain some of those guys on the defensive line. They bring in a linebacker from San Francisco in Greenlaw. So it's going to be whether or not Bo Nix can elevate more. You know, like, last year was very good rookie, but how high is his ceiling? Is he, like, his ceiling to me is not going to put him in the category of Burrow or Mahomes or Allen or whatever. All right, so let's say he's just a little bit better. Is that enough to get a divisional win? I'm not so sure. Is it enough to make the playoffs again, win a playoff game this go-around? Yeah, I think that's probably where they're at. I would put them outside of that grouping of Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore for sure still.
Hey, Alex, Ethan here. Sticking with the AFC West, we know how much talent there is. We know that it's not quite often that you see three teams make the playoffs from one division, but we did see it twice last year, and I think there's a chance that we could see it again this year, and it wouldn't necessarily surprise me if it ended up being the AFC West, considering those three teams might beat each other up a little bit. What are your thoughts on the odds of all three of those teams finding a way to sneak into the AFC playoffs this year?
So I wouldn't be shocked if it happens again, but just for full transparency, we did our picks today on the show, and I did not have three teams coming out of the AFC West. I'm trying to remember my exact AFC playoff field off the top of my head. I believe the wild cards I had were the this is a surprise to you, the Steelers as the 7th seed.
Ooh,
I
wow.
I believe I had the Texans as the 6th, and then the 5th seed was the Broncos. That's who I had. So I only had two teams out of the AFC West.
Who did you have winning the South?
The Jags. That's my
surprise. Oh boy, man! Yeah. I'm going to have to go back and listen to this because I'm very intrigued now. Because I don't know. I guess I had the Jaguars also making the playoffs, but I haven't heard a lot of people necessarily picking outside of Houston to win the AFC South.
Right. People are out on Trevor Lawrence, is what it is. And look, this is it. This is a make or break year. He's got a new head coach, but I like the new head coach, Liam Cohen. For those that don't know, he was the offensive coordinator in Tampa when Baker Mayfield last year went out and had his best season of his career, threw over 40 touchdown passes and was awesome. This is it. If it doesn't work this year for Trevor Lawrence, guys, it's not going to happen. But I believe with Lawrence and one of their skilled players and Brian Thomas and obviously Travis Hunter, their top draft pick, I think in a division and that is still very, very weak and a Texans team that got worse on the offensive line, I think the Jags could be one of the surprise teams, not to make noise in the playoffs, but to win the division and get into the postseason.
Alex, one final question. I rode Jaden Daniels and Saquon Barkley to a fantasy football championship last year. I have both of them on my team again this year, Jaden as a keeper. Some people think he's going to regress. I love that kid. I think he's a superstar. Your thoughts on Jaden Daniels and the Commanders? I'm sorry. Did I call him the Commanders? I guess I have to, right?
Look, I think he necessarily won't regress majorly. I think the team won't be as good. Their schedule's just way tougher. You look at some of the teams they beat last year. I mean, they had a soft schedule. So I think win-wise, the Commanders, I think I have them as a 10-win team today. I mentioned as a wild card, but a 10-win wild card team. Jaden Daniels, I'm with you. I think he's that guy, right? I think he's one of those special quarterbacks of the league. But I do think schedule's way too tough for the Commanders to be a 13-win or 12-win team.
Well, it's going to be fun tonight. We'll have to see what happens between the Eagles and the Cowboys. Awesome to have you back on, Alex, and talking football. Have fun with the Chiefs game tomorrow night. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Thank you.
The truth needs to come out, and the government holds the truth. The cases that are sealed hold the truth. Jeffrey Epstein's estate holds the truth. The FBI, the DOJ, and the CIA holds the truth.
Okay, so that was Marjorie Taylor Greene from a news conference that happened yesterday. And then, you know, the president kind of weighed in on some of this yesterday as well, saying this.
So this is a Democrat hoax that never ends. You know, it reminds me a little of the Kennedy situation. We gave him everything over and over again, more and more and more, and nobody's ever satisfied. From what I understand, I could check, but from what I understand, thousands of pages of documents have been given. But it's really a Democrat hoax.
So the Democrat hoax, but then I think, you know, this is where Trump is open to interpretation. I don't believe he's saying that what Jeffrey Epstein is accused of doing and some of the things that have come to light are a hoax. I think he's saying that the connection that people are trying to make with him doing more salacious things is a hoax. I'm guessing here on that, but that comment got a lot of attention. Now, on the Epstein files itself, I've admitted that this is not a story that just grabs me. And I don't want to be insensitive to actual sexual abuse, but it's amazing the politics of all this and how it's come together. There's an independent journalist by the name of Michael Tracy who's with me tonight, who was thrown out of the press conference yesterday on Capitol Hill. So I wanted to hear his perspective. Michael, welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
Hey, it's good to be with you.
So what is your involvement in this? I don't think I was following you until yesterday. Somebody else had retweeted some of your stuff, and I was kind of paying attention to what was going on with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Tom Massie, and you were trying to ask some questions, and I even heard one of the sound bites that you posted from someone who was just there witnessing what happened, and that person thought that you were treated unfairly. So what went down yesterday, and what's your whole perspective on this right now?
Yeah, so yesterday there was this big press conference that was held outside the Capitol, in front of the Capitol. It was called by Congressman Ro Khanna, Democrat of California, and also Congressman Thomas Massie, Republican of Kentucky. And it featured this lawyer, Bradley Edwards, who represented a number of purported Epstein victims, including Virginia Roberts Gouffre, who's now deceased as of April, we're told, but she was represented by this lawyer, Bradley Edwards, for many years. And it was Virginia Roberts Gouffre who really introduced what we would now come to know as like the popular conception of what it is that Epstein did in the most kind of maximalist version, right? Mm-hmm. When people suspect that Jeffrey Epstein was running a massive child sex trafficking ring that was enforced by blackmail or something like this, that notion originates with Virginia Giuffre, and actually a motion that was filed on her behalf by Bradley Edwards, the very lawyer who was presiding essentially over this press conference yesterday. And so I was there because I was invited by Ro Khanna's staff to take part in the press conference. I've been very immersed in the Epstein issue, particularly since early July, but intermittently, probably for the preceding 10 years prior to that. I just think that the public understanding of what this case consists of is just horribly wrong in so many cases. And it's a product of very lazy journalism, kind of reflexive partisan cynicism. You know, I was in terms of your introduction, as far as President Trump goes, he has often said that he believes this to be a hoax of some kind, or he'll say, you know, BS. And your interpretation was that maybe he's referring to how the Democrats have tried to weaponize this or appropriate it. I think that might be true on some level, but I also think that, you know, Donald Trump did have a personal relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
No
he had
doubt.
Knowledge of Epstein. And so I think he is probably a little bit more skeptical of some of the outlandish claims that are made around Epstein, because it just doesn't jibe with his experience either with Epstein or Ghislaine Maxwell, who he also knew socially. So I think, you know, if you'll notice, Donald Trump doesn't often, like, whenever he's asked about Epstein, he's very aggressively dismissive. He doesn't say, oh, we must honor the victims, or he doesn't, like, make these standard politician-style homages to the purported victims. Instead, he's just, like, very aggressively dismissive. And I think that kind of speaks to what his understanding is of the substance of this issue, is that it actually kind of aligns somewhat with mine, which is that there's been so many rampant exaggerations, and there's so much fiction, and there's so much hysteria that people people allow themselves to get totally divorced from the facts. So I showed up to this press conference, right? I wanted to ask this lawyer, Bradley Edwards, about Virginia Roberts Giuffre, very central, almost the central accuser in this whole mess, who introduces these child sex trafficking and blackmail allegations over a decade ago, and it just gained steam as the years go by because she was proven to be a chronic fabricator. People might get offended if they hear that. They might not believe it. It's like beyond dispute in the public record. She chronically fabricated claims against people like Alan Dershowitz. She had to recant her claims against Alan Dershowitz. I can give a million other examples of her confabulations or fabulism, whatever synonym you want to use. So I wanted to put that to Bradley Edwards and get him to address it, because throughout this press conference yesterday, they were parading out victim, quote unquote, after victim, quote unquote. And they were all like venerating Virginia Roberts Giuffre as though she was this martyred truth teller, right, who had an unblemished record of credibility or something.
And that's not the case.
It couldn't be the more opposite of the case. And what happened was, you know, these people running this press conference had zero expectation that they were going to even ask a mildly critical question by anyone, because everybody's petrified to challenge any of the premises here. I mean, it's supposed to be a public press conference. Like I was invited as a member of the press. You're supposed to ask critical questions.
Right. Go figure.
That's it was shocking behavior. Right. And so Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'm sorry to say, I never had a particular problem with her. Like, I had maybe some political disagreements here and there, but now a bridge has been crossed. Okay. Because Marjorie Taylor Greene basically tried to whip up, and don't take my word for it, please watch the video.
Yep.
Listen to the audio.
I did.
She tried to whip up a mob against me, and she was calling out to the Capitol Police to expel me from the press conference because she didn't like the content of my question. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I've been saying this all day because people have been asking about it, if she happens to be listening to this show, Congresswoman, you crossed the line because you tried to get me arrested because you objected to the contents of a question I asked at a public press conference I was invited to by the organizers. So
yeah, that's ridiculous.
You have a problem on your hands,
yeah,
because I'm not going to stand for that.
Right. So the problem is, in this situation, this is where it gets difficult for me, because you have two of the people in Congress that were at that, you know, event yesterday who are two of the biggest nut jobs in all of Congress. And I don't disagree with Marjorie Taylor Greene on everything, but she's a little kooky. And Tom Massie is even kookier than that. Now, you had a chance, though, to talk with Tom Massie after all this. Is that true?
I did, yeah. And, you know, it's a little bit unfortunate for me because I don't consider Thomas Massie really to be a kook. Actually, you know, Ro Khanna and Thomas Massie I know personally, you know, somewhat. I'm not, like, best friends or anything. But I've known them. I've corresponded with them. I've always found them to be among
the more rational, okay, let's say, members of Congress. One Democrat, one Republican. They're both willing to somewhat buck party consensus, true, on certain issues. You know, I think Thomas Massey is one of the very few Republicans who's not totally subservient to Trump. Trump has vowed to primary him. Ro Khanna, a little bit more independent-minded. Like, most Democrats live in their annoying little bubbles, but yeah. Ro Khanna...
He's the Democrat who goes on Fox, yeah, on a regular basis,
yeah, exactly,
right?
Yeah, exactly. He'll go on, like, you know, more right-wing podcasts and stuff like that. So I have some degree of respect for them, at least more so than I would for the average member of Congress. But now I find it to be unfortunate because they've chosen to align themselves with who I consider to be an extortionist lawyer, meaning Bradley Edwards, who's been a purveyor of all these ridiculous falsehoods as in his representation of Virginia Roberts Giuffre. They've been central players in fomenting what I consider to be a mass hysteria, and they really just don't seem to know a whole lot about the underlying facts or evidence. So, like, I did talk to Thomas Massey afterwards, and, you know, he basically said something to the effect of, he's convinced that there must be hundreds of victims.
Mm-hmm.
And he was annoyed at me already at this point. He said I was very rude. So I don't know. I guess he was tacitly endorsing my being ejected, although he didn't say that outright. Anyway, it was he wasn't a fan of me at this point, even though I've had very friendly relations with him in the past, even praised him on a few things here and there, you know, where we align. But he was saying that, you know, so after I was ejected, I was able to, like, mill around the perimeter. And then once the event was over, Thomas Massey was just kind of hanging out talking to some, okay, stragglers or journalists. So I got to talk to him a little bit. And he says something to the effect of, I'm convinced that there are hundreds of victims. I can't tell you really who or what happened to who, but I'm convinced of this, he says, essentially. And I did a Substack post on this today if people want to read it. mtracy.net.
And I read it. I actually read it. So, and I want to get to that because I want to speed through this a little bit, because when you wrote about this, you wrote about one of the victims, and you put it in quotes, right? Someone named Annie Farmer. So just talk about her a little bit.
Okay, yeah. So Annie Farmer was one of these, I guess, purported victims that Thomas Massey is sure must exist, right, and must be honored or respected, and they even call them survivors or whatever, right? So Annie Farmer did. She was one of the people who addressed this, spoke at this press conference yesterday, and she's a significant figure, actually, because she was one of the four alleged victims that the government called to testify against Ghislaine Maxwell in 2021 at her criminal trial. So of this universe of supposedly over 1,000 victims, the government claims, or the DOJ and FBI claim in their memo they put out in early July of this year, they claim there's over 1,000 victims, right? They could only manage to find four to testify at the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. And then two of the four that they managed to find, including Annie Farmer, the judge had to instruct the jurors they were not to regard anything that Annie Farmer alleged occurred to her as illegal sexual activity, right? So according to, like, judicial edict in this trial, Annie Farmer was not a victim of any illegal sexual activity, right? And yet she's just, like, I guess her job title now is survivor. She goes on CNN, MSNBC, wherever, and they call her Epstein survivor. She spoke at this rally. She was calling for justice, et cetera. And people don't never mention that, you know, Annie Farmer – other people who spoke at this rally press conference, they've received millions of dollars through these very generous and lax in terms of their standards for adjudicating claims, settlement funds.
By the way, you're talking about, so, like, there's one of them that's got, like, $3.2 million we're talking about.
Right. So two of the four victims, alleged victims anyway, who testified at the Maxwell trial were dismissed by the judge in terms of whether or not the jury could consider them to have been subjected to illegal sexual activity. One was Annie Farmer. Another one was this woman, Anoushka DiGiorgio, who is a British socialite. I forget what her exact ethnicity is, but it was also declared that she was not subjected to any illegal sexual activity. And they both spoke at this press conference yesterday. And yes, Anoushka DiGiorgio received millions of dollars from, you know, over $3 million, as you mentioned, from just one settlement fund. You got to remember, when they testified at the trial and they were made to disclose by the defense counsel how much money they received from this program called the Epstein Victims Compensation Program, which was drawn for Epstein's estate once he died in August of 2019, they had to disclose how much money they got from that based on, like, the cross-examination of the defense counsel. But later on, post-2021, even more settlement money became available from J.P. Morgan, hundreds of millions, Deutsche Bank. And so these women are almost certainly multi-millionaires, and yet we're
the general public is instructed to see them as these like downtrodden victims, right, who are all supposed to have this eternal empathy for, even though they didn't face any illegal sexual activity and they're multimillionaires.
Like, here's what's interesting to me.
For me.
I love the conversation, Michael, and I'm so glad you came on here, and I appreciate your work. Unfortunately, I'm out of time, but this is so fascinating because it really is, and I think you probably realize that, it's a microcosm of a lot of the failures of journalism. And what you're trying to do is be very detailed with the truth. I would highly recommend the Substack piece. You have even some pictures and some video elements in there that kind of show the inconsistencies in some of these stories. So I don't know where all of this is taking us, but I do know that you're actually doing some work on it, and it seems like you know what you're doing, and I appreciated the post yesterday. That's why I wanted to get you on. And I'm guessing this is not going away because you have voices on Capitol Hill that want it to continue, so we might have you back at some point. But Michael Tracy, follow him on the X, formerly Twitter. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot.
Take care. Well, we always call a lot of nonsense out on the Reardon Roundtable, and we're set for tomorrow. Jane Duker will be on the panel. By the way, Sue, she's also tasked with getting the real Oreo and Reese's combination. We had the imitation one last week, but
yes. The
word got out with the listeners, and these things are all over the place. David Klein, you know, producer emeritus of this show, told me that they are at the Target at Gravois Bluffs, and I need to go there actually tomorrow, so I might pick some.
I was going to say, get some.
Yeah, we're going to have to try those. But on the panel, Jane will be here at Rohde. On her side, Sean Flower, the mayor of Eureka. Also in the 4 o'clock hour, all our fun entertainment stuff with Paul Hall. I mentioned earlier, I've watched not only the Katrina documentary, but the Catfish Unknown Number documentary, which is crazy. And if you're thinking about watching that one, do not Google it. Don't know anything going
no
in.
No spoilers.
It's better if you don't know. Unfortunately, I kind of knew a little bit, but even then I was blown away.
Wow.
But we'll talk a little bit more entertainment with Paul tomorrow, Cusimano in the 4 o'clock hour. Brian Kilmeade coming up at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Let's do this here before we get out of here on a Thursday.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Well, candidly, there was a lot of shouting and stuff that went on today with Bobby Kennedy Jr. at a hearing in front of senators.
We are the sickest country in the world. That's why we have to fire people at CDC. They did not do their job. You're so wrong on your facts.
You're interrupting me. And, sir, you're a charlatan. That's what you are.
I never promised that I was going to recommend products with which there is no indication.
When you said...
And I know you've taken $855,000 from pharmaceutical companies, Senator.
Did you hold up a big sign saying that you were lying when you said that?
You want me to indicate a product for which there is no clinical data?
Every Republican got corporate PAC money for the...
Yeah, this went on and on and on and on.
Great.
And it got really, really hot. We'll talk about it on the roundtable tomorrow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.